Welcome to the AI HR Daily Podcast, brought to you by Ovi. I'm your host, and today we're talking about a gap that's costing companies real money, the AI deployment gap. You've bought the tools, your employees aren't using them, and the research says this is way more common than anyone's admitting. If you want to stay on top of AI and HR, hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Okay, here's the stat that stopped me in my tracks. Nearly half of all organizations have now deployed AI tools, 47%. That's genuinely impressive. But one in three workers, 34%, doesn't use any AI tools at all, not even once. And somehow, as AI usage climbed 13% last year, worker confidence in AI actually fell by 18%. More AI, less trust. That's not what you'd expect, right? So what's happening? Three big studies from 2026, SHRM, Manpower Group, and Glean, all point to the same root causes. It's not the technology works. The failures are human. Training, trust, and how change gets managed. Let's start with training, because the numbers here are almost unfair. Workers who get adequate AI training adopt tools at a 76% rate. Workers who don't? Just 25%. That's a 3x difference in adoption just from training. And yet, and this is the painful part, only 36% of workers say they have enough AI training today. That number was 45% in 2024. We're going in the wrong direction. Then there's the HR problem. SHRM found that 52% of organizations exclude HR entirely from AI strategy decisions, more than half. And here's why that's a mistake beyond just fairness. Deloitte's data shows that technology-first AI approaches are 1.5x more likely to underperform compared to human-centered ones. When you leave HR out, you lose the people who know how to run change management, design training, and actually communicate to employees what AI means for their jobs. That's not optional. That's the whole game. There's also a perception gap worth naming. Leadership thinks AI is going great. Workers think something very different. There's a 27-point gap between how leaders and employees see AI's impact on their work. That disconnect is where trust goes to die. So what do you actually do about all of this? The research is pretty clear on 5 priorities. First, build real structured AI training, not a 1-hour webinar, actual ongoing programs. Second, close that perception gap by actively listening to what employees think and feel about AI, not just what leadership assumes. Third, get HR a seat at the AI strategy table before the decisions are made, not after. Fourth, stop dropping AI tools into a vacuum. Embed them into workflows people already use. And fifth, communicate clearly and consistently that AI is there to help people do better work, not replace them. Psychological safety isn't soft. It's what gets tools adopted. Here's the takeaway. The AI deployment gap isn't a technology problem. Your company probably already has the tools. The question is whether you have the culture, the training, and the change management to actually use them. And that's an HR leadership problem, which means it's also an HR leadership opportunity. Thanks for listening to AI HR Daily. If this was useful, hit follow and share it with an HR leader who needs to hear it. We'll see you next time.